plus booking fee from soulmusicacademy.co.nz.
It has been a packed show on RDU Breakfast this morning, but hey, I've not lost steam. It's time to chat with the sponsor of Tuesday's show, of course, Scorpio Books. Rebecca, good morning.
Good morning, Ben. How are you today?
So good, and always beaming hearing your voice. How is Scorpio Books going? Gosh, and how are you?
Oh, Scorpio Books is going really well. I am excellent. It's pretty hard for me not to be excellent, I have to say. Well, I try really hard to be upbeat and positive all the time because no one wants to find or to be with someone who's kind of like dull and negative and boring, do they?
No. Gosh. And yet here we are. You're chatting with me. So.
Oh, and you're always so upbeat and happy and joyful. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Oh, see, I love how the first 30 seconds is always us just complimenting each other. It's true. No, Rebecca, I love you in the nicest way. Yes.
So you. Let's get well, to. I love you too.
Yes. Oh, sweet moments, wholesome moments.
Right. So
the book. Anyway, yes, we're here for a book review.
Let's do the book review. So, as some of the listeners will be aware, we opened up a children's bookshop in September across the way from Scorpio Books. It's called Telling Tales, and I just wanted to talk just about a couple of books that we have in the shop that are just so special things that have been released. Obviously, in time for Christmas, but also just special books for a bit of nostalgia as well. The first one is called Once There Was a Bear, Tales of Before It All Began, and it's a new Winnie the Pooh. It's it's just so beautiful. It's an authorized prequel to Winnie the Pooh in celebration of 95 years since the first one came out. And it's inspired by A.A. Milne and E.H. Shepherd. So what you've got is written by Jane Riordan and with decorations by Mark Burgess. I just love that because that's what it used to say on Winnie the Pooh, with decorations by E.H. Shepherd. It's a truly delightful book. The end papers are coloured, beautiful, with a beautiful illustration of Harrods with the bear. He's not Pooh yet, he's just the bear sitting in the window with all the other toys, and Christopher Robin's mother is standing outside Harrods looking at him through the window. It's just beautiful! And then all the way through, it's just beautifully illustrated with all the little toys that he had. The stories introduce all of Christopher Robin's friendly toys, how they came to live with him, and it's narrated by each one in conversation with each other.
Aww.
It's a gorgeous, beautiful hardback edition for any child or adult with nostalgia for their childhood, just like me, because, I just quite like lovely things from my childhood, and I think a lot of other adults still have a good friendly child inside them as well.
Oh, yeah, I think so too. I'm astounded that it's 100 years of the 100-acre wood in 5 years' time. Wow.
Yes, it is. Yeah, so yeah, it's 95 years since Winnie the Pooh first came out. It's just incredible. I know. Anyway, it's just gorgeous. We've got lots of them in the shop, and a beautiful present for any child, but also for oneself if they want to have one for themselves. And the next book, I just touched on this slightly the last time I was talking, but it's actually now on the shop. It's called The Uprising, The Mapmakers in Cruciate, by Earless Hunter, and it is the long-awaited fourth sequel to The Mapmakers Race. Absolutely glorious. I've read it now, and just fantastic adventure of Sal, Joe, Francie and Humphrey Santander as they travel to Cruciate. They're searching for their father, a famous explorer and mapmaker. And in Cruciate, the people are fighting to protect their land from the all-powerful GTC, with an evil, greedy overlord intent on stealing everything and jailing everyone who gets in his way. So it's just glorious. It's a really great read for any kid who's read The Mapmaker's Race, but also any adult who has to read to their children. They will love reading it as well. And that's something that I really want to touch on. When I'm talking about books often I talk about children's books. I do tend to talk about books that adults won't mind reading themselves, because a lot of parents and caregivers do have to read to their children, and some books are much better to read than others. So this is definitely one of them. Absolutely glorious, exciting adventure I know that you don't like to read very much, Ben, but you might really like it.
Oh, well, there you go. The Uprising. Nice.
The Uprising, yeah. The Mapmakers in Crucia. It's spelled Cruxia, but it does tell you through the book how to say it, Crucia.
Beaut. Gosh, I feel you are telling tale-centric now. I love the children's focus. So have children's books always been a love of yours?
Yes, I think they have. I have collected children's books, but also I've had a lot of children in my life, nieces and nephews, but also friends' children. And I love reading to children. I love getting them inspired to read as well. But also, it's so exciting to read a fabulous story and have children be so excited and involved in the story as well. You get such a kick. I get a kick out of it anyway.
Oh, this has been such a wholesome chat. Is there a third book or is it...
Yes, there is actually. Oh. There is a third book. It's by Tommy Ungerer. Well, it's actually a treasury of eight of his books. And it also has an exclusive behind-the-scenes content. So Tommy Ungerer, he died in 2019, but he wrote children's books for all of his life, pretty much, from when he was about 25. This has got eight favourites, and one of them from my childhood, The Three Robbers, is in there. It's just fabulous. It's just glorious. So there's also Zerelda and the Ogre and Otto the Bear, and it's just fabulous. So it's got glorious illustrations, and then wonderful subtle morals are interwoven with the fascinating illustration, and almost always inspired by a message of peace and joy he wants to share with the children. So I won't go into the particular stories themselves, but just, you know, it's from sort of the 60s and 70s, probably maybe even the 80s. A lot of these stories were written through some of the people who are listening today, through their childhood. And so this is a bit of a glorious, big, full-colour copy by Faden. And Faden makes quite fabulous books as well. And before I go, I'll just touch on one other book that I'm not really going to talk too much about, but it's called Julia and the Shark. And it's for any person who has... mental illness in the family, and it's from a child's perspective of having a mother who has bipolar disorder. And so it is quite a gloriously beautiful illustrated book for children sort of probably about 8+. And I just wanted to touch on that because we do have quite a lot of amazing books in the shop for a wide range of people, not just, you know, little children, but also big children as well.
Could
like
you
me.
Please run through all of those books once
I
more?
I can, yes. So there's Once There Was a Bear, Tales of Before It All Began. Mm. That's the Teddy, the Winnie the Pooh one. There's The Uprising, The Mapmakers in Crucia by Ellis Hunter. This, by the way, is a New Zealand author, Ellis Hunter. There's Tommy Ungerer, A Treasury of Eight Books. And Julia and the Shark by Kieran Millwood Hargrave.
Beautiful. It's always a pleasure chatting with you, Rebecca. Final words, what do you want to say regarding, I guess, just what? Otatahi community vibes. So, yeah, what's your day going to be like?
Oh, well, the sun's shining. Yoo-hoo. It's not going to rain until late tomorrow, which is wonderful. It's quite just fabulous to come down into the city. I don't know if many people are coming into the city, or I know that a lot of people are coming into the city, but if you're afraid to come in the city, don't. It's really beautiful. There's lots of wonderful shops, but of course Scorpio Books and Telling Tales are here waiting for anyone who wants to come and visit us and say hello. And come and say hello to us as well and say, I heard you on RDU. We love it when people say that, because then we know that we're getting across to people.
Mm. Oh, thank you so much again, Rebecca, and have a rad day.
Thank you. You too. See you, Ben. Bye.